Well, I feel pretty lucky we got Chris on the line on a busy Friday afternoon from Baby Bait and Tackle. Thanks for taking a minute, Chris.
Yeah, I can spare a little bit of time here for you.
Been pretty busy already today?
Yeah, the last couple of days have been pretty nuts here. A lot of people coming into town, a lot of locals getting ready to hit what might be our last really good weekend of the season here.
Well, interestingly, I have not, usually this time of year you hear a lot more about perch, at least we always did. I've been getting lots of reports from Little Bait and Knock from walleye fishermen, not one from perch fishermen.
Well, I'm kind of surprised to hear that. We've been getting some pretty decent perch reports yet, but the walleye fishing is still a little slower than what we normally would see for this time of year, but it has seemed to have picked up here some in the last week.
Well, we got some nice weather on the way. Do you think that's going to help things out?
Well, it sure as heck can't hurt it any. At least you won't be suffering out in the wind and the cold here, at least today and Saturday. Sunday looks like it's going to be a little breezy, but it's still going to be on the warmer side. So it definitely can't hurt things. Get a little bit water flow in the rivers and maybe a little bit warmer water under the ice. And might get them turned on a little bit more.
Well, let's start talking about different species. First of all, the walleye fishing. Have you heard about any nice size walleyes over 25 coming in?
Oh yeah. That's the thing here right now is they haven't been catching the numbers that you normally would see for this time of year. But I would say the majority of the fish that are being caught have been over 24, 25 inches. A lot of fish in the 28, 29 inch range.
Wow. Here. Well, that's nice. So not a lot of slot fish then.
Not a whole lot of smaller eating size fish, but that's really not really what people come here to fish for. People come here looking for big fish.
And are they using mostly minnows right now for the walleye?
The sucker bite on the tip-ups and on set lines is still definitely the way to go. The walleye bite on the jigs this year, it's still really tough. I'm still getting a lot of people saying they're marking lots of fish and fish chase a jig all over the place. Sometimes you pull them 8-10 feet off a bottom following a jig, and then they just end up swimming away, ignoring it. But that live minnow kicking away down there, that's a little harder for them to resist that.
Are they finding them deeper water, or are they coming shallow at all getting ready for spring?
Really, we're hearing kind of all the depth ranges. The far north end of the bay, there are guys fishing shallower up in 10 to 15 feet of water. Again, with the water being really dark and stained with the rivers dumping in up there, that helps keep those fish a little bit more comfortable in that shallow water. And after dark, they'll get some fish moving up shallower too. But otherwise, we got guys out in 25 to 40 feet of water out in the deep mud flats, and they're catching fish too.
And when we continue later this hour with Chris from Baby Bait and Tackle, we're going to switch over to the perch fishing on Little Bait and Knock. So stay tuned for part 2 in our next outdoor report. Later this hour, right here on the Outdoor Show.